Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Build resistance, resilience, and recovery into your agriculture operation with the No-Till on the Plains AIM Symposium presented by Green Cover Seed. Thursday, January 26th in Salina, Kansas, Odette Menard, Jay Feuer, and Brian McCornack will discuss building a healthy system while managing for changing weather, disease pressure, pest invasion, and market fluctuations. Come early for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference. That's January 24th and 25th. Early bird pricing extended through December. Register now at notill.org.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Live cattle futures were extremely strong today on the front end December. There was a 120 bid in the cash trade up in Nebraska, which was higher than where the futures were and higher than where we traded yesterday morning. Yesterday morning, about 4,400 head traded at about 115.30 as the weighted average. And today we had the 120 bid in Nebraska. So that had the December futures up $3, 118.97. That's the most they can move here. So a really strong close there. February, we're up 37 to 117.70. April's up 52 at 115.67. Feeder cattle were up in January, but 30 to 40 lower everywhere else. Today's box beef prices and movement was higher at midday, $1.52 higher on choice, $203.36. So what that's showing us is that at these higher levels, that the consumer is still willing to buy and pay up here at these levels. And that puts the packer margins about $140 a head, so that's really good there, even though the live cattle prices has been rallying as well. Select was $193.71 at midday, up $56. That puts that choice select spread at about $9. So overall, it's a really good day for the live cattle and an average day or neutral day for the feeder cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
A mixed bag for grain futures. We were a penny to a penny and a half higher on the corn today. Soybeans were the weakest link, down 3.5 to 4 cents. And then the wheat surprised up 5 to 6 cents in the Kansas City, up 3 to 3.5 in the Chicago. Ideas that the wheat could be finding a long-term low here as these hedge funds that have been short are trying to figure out at the end of the year and start of next year if they want to be short at the current levels. Even with the large carry out in the U.S. and world, the likelihood of it going down may not be all that great at this point going forward. So it looks like this little bump here in the market could just be them getting out of short positions. The corn, kind of neutral at break-even levels, and the beans down for today on ideas that what's going on in South America and the export market could pick up down there and hurt us in the United States. And also at the current level, the prices for the soybeans are an incentive to plant beans over other crops, and so that could also be kind of negative to the soybeans. Cotton here is up 73 cents at 70.48, so that's a pretty strong cotton market. It looks like the Dow Jones will not hit 20,000 in 2016 as the March is at 19,771, about 230 points away. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.